This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Illinois has been a team that's been high octane, extremely impressive, has hit some bubbles, some turbulence because of injury. Can they get it right and regroup and reset? Because they're as good as anybody. And then you got that Texas Xavier first four matchup. Wow, that'll be a good one.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are delighted to welcome in the head coach of Illinois basketball, Brad Underwood, joins us on the guest hotline, Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Congratulations, sixth seed, playing in Milwaukee. That is, there'll be a lot of support. That is nice and close to home. A good place to wind up.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's an accomplishment. It's something that you never take lightly in this business. Is hearing your name called on Selection Sunday. It's pretty special. It's great to see the excitement of a group of guys that worked really hard, went through some speed bumps this year, and not of their own making because of injuries and sicknesses and sixth seed in Milwaukee. We're fired up. It's great for our fans, and should be a great region and a great weekend of basketball.
Yeah, congratulations, Coach. This is, I thought, a testament to your program and the respect that it has gained now. So I think on that hand, you look at, okay, pretty good seeding, great location, and you finished the season the way you wanted to, and this is, I think, a nod to the point where you've taken this program. On the other hand, I think it's really interesting. I think there are only two other teams coming into this tournament with less tournament experience than your guys, 138 combined minutes of NCAA tournament experience. So it says that you have done a lot with guys who don't have a ton of experience. What factor, if any, will that play going into Friday night?
Yeah, I think there's it's my job to help them understand the urgency of the end, as I call it. There's no tomorrow. If you get beat, you've got to be playing well. You've got to have some dog in you, as I call it. You've got to have an unrelenting will to win. There's no saving it, and you've got to understand that. And that other team is competing just like you are, and we've got to understand that. And for the most part, this year we have been incredible in that area. I think we learned a valuable lesson in the Big Ten tournament. When we got punched, and you've got to handle that. But we're talented. I love this group, and I think we're going to go play our best basketball.
5 years in a row. I would imagine it never gets old, but it becomes habit, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I like to consider it six because of the COVID year, because we were in, but they unfortunately don't look at it like that. But It's incredible. I've said it many times. That is what the Illinois job should be. It should be a job that and a program that's in the tournament every year. It's very difficult to do. This league is brutal. It is filled with some of the best coaches and the best players. You look at the all freshman team this year, and it's filled with pros. So it speaks volumes to how good our league is. But I'm excited about that, and it's a lot of work for everybody. It's not just me. It's a great staff. It's a great administration. But most importantly, I'm really, really happy for our fans. They're seeing a program that is where it should be.
Well, the last time we talked to you, you were going through having endured a lot of illness on your team. You dealt with injury as well, overcame a lot of adversity, which I think at this point of the season you have to feel like will only help you confront whatever is ahead for your team. But how did you get through it, Coach? What was the one thing that I think guided you through the difficulty that you faced?
Well, I think understanding that I can only control what I can control. You know, the controllables, as I call them, and there were games. We went into the Wisconsin game in Madison, and literally didn't know who we were going to start 30 minutes before the game. With Thomas Love out, and we were starting Jake Davis, and he got sick in pregame. It was just challenges, and it was it's a tribute to our guys. They never got flustered. They stayed composed. It's adversity that you want to use this time of year, and we've got to continue to build on that. The game against Maryland in the Big Ten tournament had a positive. We got to play Merez Johnson a lot coming off a broken hand and get some playing conditioning for him and get his vibe back for live minutes. There's some positives. There's adversity. Around every corner, we handled it the best way we could, and I thought we were exceptional, winning some games in that stretch as well, and then really playing well towards the end of the season.
How do you feel about playing an opponent, one of two opponents, Texas and Xavier, getting to see them prepare for you, or would you rather know who it is and already go to work on that as opposed to watching them play?
Well, I think first of all, it's the first time I've played a play-in team. So this is something a little new. Usually I get a folder as soon as the announcements happen, and we've got a pretty good idea of who that opponent is, and we dive in a pretty heavy in scouting report. Last night I spent most of my time watching one of the teams. I'll spend a little time today on a second. So we're not just blind going in on Wednesday night. The first time we'll meet with our team, literally about either one of these teams will be Wednesday night after the game. But it's different. But it's they're going to get a game in Dayton on Wednesday and at 8:10 p.m. and we'll play on Friday night and one day of prep, and that's. That's the way it is. So we do a lot of that during the season anyway. So it's not that new to our guys.
A lot of people might be looking and pay attention to the college basketball during the tournament, and they see Illinois back in. Oh, that's familiar. Then they look at your team like, well, who are these guys? Because it's nothing like the team that you brought in last year to the tournament. And besides Kasperis Jakusconis, who I think has had a terrific rookie freshman season, what else about your team should people know, and what are you looking forward to seeing about in players who haven't been there before?
Well, I think we've seen an emergence of Will Riley turn into one of the great, great scorers in college basketball. His last 6-8 games have been phenomenal. He's a guy that's slippery. He's thin. He's just a gifted scorer. I think we go as Thomas Love goes. Vesic at 7-1, he was terrific in the Iowa game. A couple assists shy of a triple-double. And I think that, Kylan Boswell, Trey White, all those guys, and then you throw in Merez Johnson now, getting him back. And I think Merez can have a huge impact. He played 12 minutes in the Iowa game, And then had 8 rebounds. So I think his impact will help us. We're a team that is can be high octane at times. We've got to find that more often than not. But I think we're a fun group to watch. It's a play a fun style, and this young group is pretty talented.
They may.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Mentioned on the selection show that you've had 7 different starting lineups since January 8th due to all the illness and injury. Do you feel like you have a better understanding of this team than you usually would going into a tournament game?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. Yes and no. You know, last year we never varied last year. We were set. Our rotations were rock solid. We knew what we were doing. We knew that, you know, Terrence Shannon, Marcus DeMosk, Coleman Hawkins, those three guys were going to be in just about every play. And when we rode a Terrence Shannon hot streak, through the Big Ten tournament and into the NCAA tournament, this year we're more rounded, but I'm also very, very confident in this group because we've got depth. Jake Davis, Draven Gibbs, guys coming off the bench that have had big games for us. Ben Humerkaus now that give us stability and can give us a punch off the bench. Unfortunate that we had that many lineup changes, mostly because of illness and sickness, but it's given us a lot of different ways to play and a better understanding of who we are, playing big, playing small, all of those things.
Last time we talked to you, I think that you projected there'd be double-digit Big Ten teams in the tournament, and I think a lot of people understood that. That wasn't the case necessarily in terms of getting 14 like the SEC. What did you think about overall the selections and maybe teams that were left out and just your overall view from your perspective?
You know, there's going to be great debate every year on why certain teams got in and certain teams don't. And I'm far, far, far from a metrics guy. I'm disappointed that Indiana's not in. Ohio State was a bubble team, had some great wins in the non-league. Very talented team. I thought those two teams had just as good a chance as anybody. And if they got in the tournament, could make a run. There's been some SEC flavor all year, rightfully so. We played the top half of that league. Those teams are good. And I understand the 14 teams there, but I was disappointed that we had a couple that got left out. The Big Ten is phenomenal. Like I said, you just look at, you can take 7, 8, 9 freshmen in this league and put them against any other league in the country, and we're in great shape. So I love the league and how competitive it was, and it's going to be a hard out in the tournament.
Does style of play impact officiating in the NCAA tournament? In other words, are there things that happen in Big Ten games that aren't called that will be called when you get into the tournament? And is that something that Big Ten teams traditionally have had to be aware of?
Well, I think when you get in the NCAA tournament, you get the best officials every night. And really good officials, they don't interpret. They call fouls, and they're not afraid to call fouls. Well, a foul is a foul by the rule or the definition of what it is. And I think when you get in the tournament, no matter what part of the country you play in, what league you're in, you're going to get officials that call fouls, and we get the best. And officiating is a hard job, and I think it just becomes more of a fact that you're getting, three A-level officials on every game, and they're doing tournament games because of how good they are, and they call fouls. So I don't think it has as much to do with that. I think you're just getting a really high-level quality official, and you're getting three of them, and I think every game, has its own identity, and I think it's coaches and players' jobs to adjust to that, whether it's a really physical game or a not so physical game. So the officials will not be impact. They're just going to call fouls and or not, and I think we've got to all adjust it that way.
So, Coach, you don't play until Friday night, 8:45. So on Wednesday night, when Xavier's playing Texas, do you get your team together, figure out how to find True TV and watch it as a team?
Absolutely. No, we'll be in Milwaukee. We'll travel on Wednesday. We'll practice here. There's a travel company that handles every team's travel, so we'll be a little bit at the mercy of them when we get there. And then, we'll get to dinner and watch a game, and then really dive in. We'll have it all broke down for both teams beforehand. And as soon as there's an outcome, then we'll gather our group again and just get real specific and have one day of Thursday prep and play Friday night on CBS.
What's the best thing about being in the tournament? What do you like most about it?
You're talking to an old school guy who I love Selection Sunday. Mm-hmm. I love the music that they play on CBS. It's basketball. It makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It's just the atmosphere. It's the excitement. It's the one and done. I've been a part of big upsets. It's on both sides. The year we got beat as a one, the year we were a 14 and beat a three. It's an excitement and a buzz amongst the fans in the building that you just can't create. And I think the biggest part of all of that too is, as a player, as a coach, you've really got to enjoy the moment because you can't take it for granted. It's really hard to do. A lot of really good teams got left out. So you really enjoy it, and you're playing for the national championship. This is what all the hard work is for. And just appreciating those moments. And you see teams play their very, very best this time of year.
Great stuff.
Thanks so much, Coach. We'll be watching and pulling for you.
Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Yep.
That is Brad Underwood, the Illini head coach, sixth seed, playing Friday night. Milwaukee.
Illinois, that's a tough matchup against the winner of Texas and Xavier. And then if they're able to win that game, here comes Kentucky. Here come the Wildcats.
Or Troy.
Well, okay.
I'm just kidding. I don't think Troy's going to win, but who knows? Kentucky's got work to do.
Anything can happen in March. That's the beauty of it. Good to hear from Brad Underwood.
Yeah, yeah.
Done a nice job this year.
He's done an incredible job, and what a run.
Totally different team.
How good is that program?
Totally different team.
really created a great program there.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.